News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Can y'all tell I'm excited about the 4th of July? Because I am. Fireworks are right around the corner. A little Katy Perry to get us in the mood. And guess who else is here to get us in the mood? My good friend Jessica Simpson, president, CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Whew, I have been trying to keep up with you, Jessica, with Facebook and everything else, but y'all are busy on the beach and you got a lot going on this weekend.
We are busy. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you could be here.
Yeah, let's just listen to that song all the way through. What a good beat.
It's perfect.
Like, I could see where people would like to be a DJ.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. Just get you in the mood for the fireworks. Right. Boom, 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 all that good stuff.
We are here for the fireworks.
And one of the cool things that you get to do is actually call the fireworks.
I do.
Because you work with pyro shows, yep. And every year, the president of the chamber, I sat in that spot
you
one
know
time.
It well, yes.
It's the coolest thing, doing that countdown. You do 3, 2, 1.
That is.
Go.
Boom.
And then you start it. It's
That's
the neatest
right.
thing.
Yep, it
so
is.
You have a lot of responsibility this weekend.
I do. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be the person on the phone and taking it over from you. Yes, we normally, as the Beach Chamber, do the 4th of July fireworks, but we've got more to add to it this year thanks to getting to celebrate America's 250th. So, for the fireworks and making that call is a unique place to be. It's a lot of fun. I get to watch everybody around me join in on the countdown wherever I am. Sometimes we're on a boat, sometimes we're on land.
Right. You never know on the beach.
That's right. But it's a great place to be, and we're thankful for the opportunity to do it.
Well, listen, some of the folks might be on their way driving down today. I mean, this is when everybody's in their cars on their way. So if they are listening, where on Pensacola Beach would you find the fireworks? Because it's not on the Gulf side.
That's correct. It is on the sound side. We will pull a barge over with our friends at Pyro Shows, our fireworks company, just off of the T dock behind the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk right there on Quiet Water Road. And so they'll be there. You can bring your boat up. You can go to the boardwalk and all of the restaurants that are sort of right there on the sound, from Grand Marlin all the way as far as
Bamboo Willie's.
Really, yeah, Bamboo Willie's is on the boardwalk. But as far as Sneaky Tiki or Redfish, Bluefish, Paradise Inn, all of those guys have a great front row view of the fireworks, but you can see them from anywhere on the island.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah, it's a great, great show. When I know that Pyro will do a super job with it again. But this year, y'all are doing a little bit more. Not that the fireworks will be right around 9, correct?
That's correct. Saturday at 9.
And the good news is they are synced with our friends at the Pensacola Chamber, correct? And Pensacola Young Professionals.
Yes, and Cat Country 98.7 FM. You can tune in there and watch the fireworks show along with it. It's a patriotic synchronization.
Yes, great music, so you can hear that boom, boom with Katy Perry.
That's right.
It'll be in sync.
That's right.
But the thing that's cool that I've noticed, y'all are doing a few more things this year for the weekend. The fact that it's on Saturday is awesome.
It's really great.
It's really great. So you've got a whole thing going on. Beach Bash on Friday, too. What's
Red,
that?
Red, white, and Beach Bash.
I love that.
And we put everything with Beach Bash, because yeah. There's nothing better than a good old Beach Bash.
Correct. I'm with
right.
you.
So we have 2 days, because like you said, it's on Saturday. So we're going to take advantage of Friday night and getting everybody ready for their beach day and hopefully their evening on Saturday and fireworks. So Friday, July 3rd, we will be at the Gulfside Pavilion for what traditionally looks like bands on the beach.
Okay.
So we'll have a makers market that starts at 5.
And that's at Casino Beach,
that's
for folks
correct.
That don't know. So that's on the Gulf side.
That's on the Gulf side.
At right the underneath the beach ball.
That's right. In the Casino Beach parking lot, the main public parking lot on the beach. The makers market, again, will start at 5, just to the east of the Gulfside Pavilion. And then our friends at Storm Folk, which is a great folksy, bluesy band, will start at 7
Fun.
At the Gulfside Pavilion, and the whole thing wraps up Friday night at 9 p.m.
Nice. Okay, and what's the Maker's Market?
So it is the market that happens at the Sand Shaker, I think once a month. There's great homemade candles. There's a trucker hat bar.
Nice.
There's a photo booth. Lots of things. There's about 15 vendors.
Okay.
So they'll be there from 5 to 9, and that's organized by, they call themselves the Maker's Market. So we're excited to partner with them and have them there.
Oh, how fun. Yes. So there's plenty to do Friday night to get in the spirit.
And a free concert from Storm Folk starts at 7.
How fun.
That's right.
So you could watch the sunset, that's get right. a little music, have a couple of beverages.
Yep.
And then there's plenty of restaurants and places to go for more music and fun.
There are all over the island. We are in the peak of summer season, so everyone's got live music. You just figure out what type of music you like, and that's where you go.
And my favorite thing is people watching on the beach.
It's a good time.
Because you'll see everything.
It's interesting.
You'll see a lot of red, white, and blue outfits, but you also see all kinds of things. And I think, my mother would never let me go out of the house in that outfit.
Sometimes I wonder, is that what's like trending now? Because yes. I haven't been to the store yet, and I don't think I want to go.
Yeah, it's a fun. I mean, there's so much fun about getting out to the beach.
I love it, though. It is a mix of people. And of course, the people watching is there for it. But it is a place where the entire community of all different backgrounds and walks of life mm-hmm. get to be. And that's one of the best things about it.
Oh, we're celebrating. We're celebrating America's 250th, and that's something to celebrate.
That's right.
No question about it.
That's right.
So one of the fun things, too, that you've got going on, we have the big fireworks on Saturday.
Yep.
And then we might as well tease just a little bit, because not too long after that, Red, White, and Blues on Pensacola Beach.
That's right. We've got the Blues Air Show coming up 2 weeks after
wow.
the 4th, which is kind of nice.
Wow.
We've got a week to breathe.
Yes. Typically, it's right after, but this is good.
That's right.
This is good.
So we're throwing kind of a big thing Saturday before the fireworks as well. So uh-huh. we've got Friday night's little, sort of what we're coining Bands on the Beach Encore, because okay. it looks very similar to Bands on the Beach on Friday night. And then Saturday at 4 p.m. at the same place, the Gulfside Pavilion, we've got DJ Salty coming.
Oh, okay.
From 4
I've
to
heard
6.
Of him.
Yep. And it's very Americana. So we're giving away free cotton candy, free hot dogs, free American flags.
Oh, fun.
And there's free face painting from 4 to 6.
Perfect.
And okay. then from 6:30 to 8, our friends at the Pensacola Civic Band will be on the Gulfside Pavilion with okay. a patriotic orchestra leading to the fireworks.
Excellent. So this is all happening Saturday.
Yes. So we've got July 3rd and July 4th.
Wow.
Topped off at the very end with the fireworks.
That sounds like so much fun.
It is.
Okay. So something for everybody, kids of all ages, mm-hmm. adults that are kids at heart.
That's
and
right.
it's going to be a great fireworks show. I know that for sure.
That's right.
And you have some people that helped you out with that too. It's yes. sponsors, right?
Yes, we do. We could not do this alone. We have great partners in the Santa Rosa Island Authority, who helps us every year. In addition, the Escambia County Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners helps to fund those fireworks. And so we're thankful for that. But then we have some private helpers and donors in the Pensacola Beach Resort and also the Grand Marlin. And then for our July 4th little festival that we're doing from 4 to 6 with DJ Salty is our partners are the Beach Church, Free Popsicles.
Oh, great.
The Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge will be the ones giving those American flags and hot dogs. So
nice.
We have had, it has been a collaborative effort to bring this 250th Beach Bash together.
I love it. It's such a sense of community. That's what yes. the 4th of July is all about.
That's
getting
right.
everybody together and having popcorn. And
gives you all the feels.
Yeah, I guess so. And the popsicles will taste pretty good considering it's going to probably be 100 degree heat index again.
Correct.
And the weather's looking good.
It is. I looked once and stopped looking.
I know what it's like to be monitoring the weather, but I still do, and it looks really great.
Yes.
But you're doing such a great job, really bringing, because it takes great leadership to bring everybody together to pull something like this for 2 days. It's almost like a big festival on the beach. It's going to be so much fun. Where can I go? And by the way, the visitor center right there on the beach will be open, correct? And that's a great place to go, too.
It is a great place to go. It will be open. It has nice and cold AC and a bathroom.
There you go. All the reasons, but it has more than that.
There's way more in there. But that gets you in the door.
Right, right.
And then you get to learn about everything on the island in one place. We have some great volunteers and staff members that run the visitor center. So please plan to stop by there. We'll give you all the tips and tricks. And again, if you need a clean, cold bathroom, water, coffee, we have all of those at the visitor center.
It's a great place to check in right before you head over to all the festivities.
And open on July 4th.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
Yes.
All right, we're talking with Jessica Simpson. She is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, which is leading the charge for the big 4th of July celebration on Pensacola Beach. We're going to come back and give you some more details, but if you have a question for her, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our Pensacola Beach expert is in the house, so take advantage of it. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jessica Simpson is here, president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. It is hard to keep up with all the activities, but if you just joined us, let's recap a little bit, Jessica, all the things that are happening Friday, Saturday, July 3rd, and July 4th on Pensacola Beach.
That's right. Well, please plan to join us the evening of Friday, July 3rd. We are celebrating America's 250th birthday, so we have the Red, White, and Beach Bash starting that evening. We have a maker's market, lots of handmade goods, Pensacola beachy stuff, starting at 5 p.m. at the Gulfside Pavilion, which is right there where Casino Beach, big main public parking lot is. So the maker's market starts at 5 and goes till 9, and then we will have Storm Folk, which is a great local bluesy, folky band starting at 7, kind of like if you're used to Bands on the Beach, that's what it looks like.
It sounds like a Bands on the Beach night.
That's right.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, we know we'll have a lot of extra visitors in, so we wanted to give them, Bands on the Beach is such a phenomenal event that we wanted to give a little encore as to what that feels like. And so that's Friday night. Saturday evening or late afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll have DJ Salty on that same stage at the Gulfside Pavilion, along with our friends from the Elks Lodge, the Beach Church, giving away free popsicles, free cotton candy, free
that's
hot dogs,
the trip right there.
Free American flags, and free
it.
Face painting for the kids. So that's from 4 to 6. And then we'll transition at 6:30 and have the Pensacola Civic Band playing a patriotic orchestra set.
Oh, fun.
Yep, until 8:30. And then our fireworks are the big finale. They go off at 9 o'clock.
That sounds like so much fun.
And the fireworks are at 9 o'clock on the boardwalk or
okay.
the sound side.
Mm-hmm.
So the Civic Band will stop at 8:30 and sort of those of you that want a front row view will make your way across the street over to the sound side where you can see the fireworks the best, but you can still see them from anywhere on the island.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like so much fun.
It's a lot collapsed into two evenings. So enjoy your beach day and then come back for
yeah,
the evening.
Yeah, you just relax on the beach. It's beautiful. The water's looking great these
it
days.
Is,
so crystal blue. It's
last
gorgeous.
2 days have been green flag days, so let's hope for
yes.
that the rest of the week.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
And it looks like the weather's going to be good, so no problem there. Knock on wood.
Yep, I haven't looked and I'm not going to,
Don't.
So I'll take your word for it.
I promise you.
If I look, it'll be 45%.
And it's a lot easier to get on the beach these days because it's drive-through. It's by plates only now on the toll, so you don't have to stop at the toll bridge and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so that's
right.
going a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Parking is great. You do want to get there early, I would say,
yes.
on Friday and Saturday because it is going to be one of the busiest days of the year, for
it
sure.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get out there, park your car, and then you're there.
And there is a trolley system on the beach, so if you have to park somewhere other than the main Casino Beach parking lot, just head down to any of the public areas, west or east, and then there are bigger parking lots at the end, 3 miles from the center, from either side, Park East or Park West, and the trolley will grab you and bring you in.
Right, and there are dog beaches available on the east side there, but I would recommend not bringing your dog in terms of the fireworks.
No. Yep, keep your dog at Park East and Park West during the day and maybe at home for the fireworks.
And the other thing we talked about with our friends from the Chamber and PYP was also don't bring your own fireworks. There's going to be plenty of fireworks there. They prefer that you not bring it just for safety reasons
yes.
in the crowds.
Too many people in one place.
That's right.
For sure. Our fireworks are 20 minutes long.
Wow.
You can sit for a while and enjoy it. And they're some of the best from our friends at Pyro Shows. So they know what to do. They know how to do it well. And that's right. And it's a great show.
Well, one of the fun things to do, which I've done in the past, is there are lots of charters on Pensacola Beach. And one of the cool things to do is to go ahead and get on one of the fishing charters. And they do special cruises for the fireworks
that's
show.
That's right. Fireworks cruises. I think they leave somewhere around 7
something
or 7:15
like
usually. And they head, and they get
right
within 1,000 feet is where they have to be, and they get there.
And it's awesome because you have the music, and you're right there underneath the fireworks. It's one of the best experiences of my life doing that. It was really fun.
That's right.
The kids would love it.
You can feel those booms
yeah,
over the water,
right
for sure.
There.
But you said something about the music, so anybody that's listening or anybody that comes to the beach for the fireworks, grab yourself a radio so
mm-hmm.
that you can tune into Cat Country 98.7 FM, and all of the fireworks are synchronized to patriotic music on that radio station.
And the same time that it'll be going off on the beach will be also simultaneously the fireworks are going off in downtown Pensacola, which
yeah.
is very cool.
There is a unique place you can sit.
See both.
Yeah, sort of east of the center, east of the boardwalk, where you can see both shows.
Which is really,
yeah.
really neat.
It is cool.
But also one of the tips that we've heard is there is a little bit of delay if you're listening to Cat Country 98.7
right.
on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a radio or a portable radio, it'll be in sync exactly as it is with the fireworks.
That's right. Grab a real radio because you'll have to go from the website, I think through the TuneIn app,
right.
and that sort of creates a little delay.
Just a little bit of a delay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm pretty excited. I'm ready to sign up and go.
Come on.
So what else can you tell us about what's happening with the Pensacola Beach Chamber? I know you just had a breakfast recently.
Oh,
you've got a lot going on.
Yep. Our June breakfast is always sort of focuses on the air show. So
yes.
we had a little not a little, but a very exciting Blue Angels, former Blue Angels that came in and sort of gave us some stories from the flight line. So,
so cool.
That sort of gears everybody up for the air show, which is coming very quickly, July 15th through the 18th.
Mark your calendars now. And of course, Pensacola Beach Chamber is right in the heart of it all.
That's right.
You've got a great market that you all do. And we're going to have you come back and tell us all the details of the whole week.
Yep, I certainly will. It's a great week. There's some unique places and times you can be there to get a good view and sort of avoid as much of the crowd as you can.
A lot of locals come out Wednesday, Thursday, because they are practicing right before the big day.
Yeah, Wednesday is Breakfast with the Blues, which they fly for 2 hours. And if you didn't go last year, you missed a show.
So fun.
They seem like they have a lot of fun with Breakfast with the Blues. So if crowds are not your thing, plan to come 7:30 on Wednesday, July 15th, to see Breakfast with the Blues.
So much fun. And all of this can be found on your website, correct?
That's correct, PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
All right, we're going to be back with Jessica to hear a little bit more about what's happening on Pensacola Beach right here on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Getting ready for the 4th of July celebration this weekend. Both Friday and Saturday, they're celebrating on Pensacola Beach. This is Pep Talk with Meg. Jessica Simpson is here, president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Okay, quick recap. Everything that's
okay,
happening.
Okay, got it.
Got just a couple minutes here, but
quickly,
want to let folks know.
This Friday night is the start of our Red, White, and Beach Bash, which is our celebration of America's 250th. So it'll be a lot like what you see on Bands on the Beach. A maker's market starts at 5 at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach.
And this is all Friday.
This is Friday, July 3rd. Yes. And then so maker's market at 5 and Storm Folk will be on stage starting at 7 and it all wraps up at 9. So bring your chairs, bring your cooler and join us that evening.
So much fun.
That's right. And then it continues into Saturday late afternoon starting at 4 at the Gulfside Pavilion right there at Casino Beach. Again, we'll have DJ Salty on stage. Let's see, free American flags, free cotton candy, free hot dogs, free popsicles.
Wow.
I think that's it. And
free music. And DJ Salty's
DJ Salty.
He plays everything.
He is a lot of fun.
He can play everything.
That will all be from 4 to 6 on Saturday night. And then from 6:30 to 8:30, the Pensacola Civic Band will give us a patriotic orchestra music. And then we wrap that up at 8:30 in time for fireworks at 9 p.m. And do not let me forget that the Paddy Wagon with Paddy O'Leary's is a food truck, and he will be out there on Saturday.
Look out for Seamus.
That's
okay.
Right.
I love a little Irish touch here.
Yep.
That works for me. Okay. And also a reminder that the beach fireworks are actually on the sound side.
That's correct. Right.
So all these festivities will be on the golf side.
On the golf side, right.
And then after that, you're going to head on over. And it's just a quick walk across the street.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So you can see from just about everywhere. Where are you going to be?
I will be probably making that quick walk across the street. So I'll hopefully finish up with the Pensacola Civic Band at 8:30, make sure they're all situated, and then walk with everybody to the boardwalk. Maybe Bamboo Willie's.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Somewhere, one of those great spots there. Senior Frogs also has a great rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
For viewing. So really the boardwalk or anywhere on the island, but it front row is sort of the from like Grand Marlin to maybe Sneaky Tiki or Paradise or somewhere like that.
Heading
on
all the
sound.
Way down. Okay.
Yes.
So again, if you are interested in doing something fun for the beach, you've got family coming in, head out to Pensacola Beach. They're so great. There's so many great restaurants there. You can spend a whole day out in the water. It's all 4th of July, right?
That's right. Americana.
Very Americana. Families are going to be there, red, white, and blue.
That's right.
Anything and everything you could possibly want to have a perfect family weekend on the beach.
That's right. We're looking forward to it.
And I suspect a lot of folks are driving down right now. So if you're listening to the show, where can they go to get the information, the schedule, that kind of thing?
Sure. If you're here, you can go into the Visitor Information Center. That's where we live. So that's right there at the traffic light on Pensacola Beach.
All of this underneath the big beach ball.
That's correct.
That parking lot.
And then online, you can visit us at PensacolaBeachChamber.com for all the information.
And the Pensacola Beach Chamber does so many things throughout the year. You've got festivals coming up in the fall. You got the Blue Angels. Hats off to everything that you're doing, Jessica. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me.
Okay. And happy 4th to the ambassadors of the beach, all our buddies there, everybody that helps out. It's going to be a great 4th of July 250th celebration. So don't miss out at Pensacola Beach. And that website again,
PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Happy 4th, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
You too.